Well, there's certainly no missing the Labour battle bus. It's bright red with the words Vote No emblazoned on the side. Leader of Better Together, Alistair Darling, spoke to me as the bus made its way to Rutherglen.
I'm feeling very confident because I think that the majority of people in Scotland want a better and more secure future. But they can see the better way to do that is having a strong Scottish Parliament with more powers, but underpinned by the security of the UK to pay for the health service, to pay for pensions. We can do it far faster than you could ever do with years of wrangling if we decided to make the break.
Most recent polls put you either neck and neck or the Yes campaign just ahead. Is the union slipping away?
It's not surprising that in a decision like this, which is the biggest any of us will ever take in our lifetime, where it's not like a by-election where you can kick the government in the teeth. If we decide to go, there's no coming back.
I'm John Prescott from down south, but I'm Welsh.
The Labour voters have been very much the targets of the Yes campaign in recent weeks. What would you say to Labour voters who are perhaps thinking about voting Yes?
They've certainly been my targets for decades, and I usually do it on the back of a bus or outside at meetings, so I'm up here to do it in Scotland. Just to remind them what Scots have contributed to make Britain a great country. The Together slogan, acting together, is very important, but to do it within a United Kingdom framework, not separation, devolving of power and resources.
Can Labour win a general election without Scotland, though?
Well, yes, I think we probably can.
Now, when John Prescott and Alistair Darling got off the bus, they were met by a crowd of voters from both sides. And it's fair to say, things got pretty heated.
The Labour Party was once the greatest institution
you
in this country.
You don't work, you're a non-taxpayer. You're a non-taxpayer.
The whole nature of the so-called debate has been deteriorating.
They're getting a bit heated, but only at the time. It calms down almost instantly, right? Obviously, the heat of the argument, people get excited, politicians get excited, professional politicians, you've seen their debates on the TV, they get excited as well. A minute afterwards, they shake hands. The same similar thing happens here. Yes, we have arguments. We have arguments in the pubs, we have arguments in the street. But there's very little, except from the very extreme sides on both sides.
So some very vocal support for both Yes and No there. And in Edinburgh, more Yes supporters turned out in force to meet the First Minister and Nicola Sturgeon. Our reporter, Amanda McClatchy, was there.
So it's Team Scotland against Team Westminster. Well, that's according to the Yes campaign, who had their banners out this morning. Alex Salmond says the fact the leaders of Westminster have come to Scotland shows they're panicking.
Well, I did offer their bus fares, but unfortunately they didn't come up by bus. So I'm keen on seeing them here because I think it exemplifies the chaos, confusion and total disarray of the No campaign.
And how do you feel being 1 week from the polls?
Well, I think it's very exciting. I mean, it's a tremendous surge of interest and positivity in Scottish society. I think it's touching the people who lend from bread for the country. And I think it's the most wonderful campaign, certainly, I've ever seen in my political life.
Pensions and savings giant Standard Life released a statement earlier saying it's prepared to transfer parts of its business to England if Scotland vote for independence.
Standard Life have issued this about 3-4 months ago in terms of what contingency planning they're doing. Other major figures in the Scottish financial sector are taking exactly the opposite view. They're saying there are opportunities, substantial opportunities from independence, which is of course why part of the broad-based Yes campaign is the 3,000 businesses in Scotland, including some of Scotland's greatest entrepreneurs who take that view as well. So everybody's entitled to make a statement, to put forward the view.
Hi, I'm Martin Compson, an actor, and here today to be a Yes campaigner.
So tell me about how you feel today, how things are looking.
It's absolutely great. You know, it's just such an exciting time to be in Scotland. The energy and the excitement and the hope you feel in the streets is unbelievable. You know, it genuinely feels like a social revolution is happening, and it's incredible to be part of it. And not to get too kind of biblical on it, but the winds of change are coming. You know, the days of the Billingdon boys coming up here on day trips and telling us what to do are long gone. It's over, and things are changing, and people are standing on their own two feet. It's great.
Here's Deputy First Minister Nicola Sturgeon.
I'm feeling very excited. I'm feeling very confident, optimistic, but also with an absolute determination to work as hard as I possibly can. There's still 8 days to go in the campaign. Lots can happen, lots can change. There's not a hint of complacency in the Yes side. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to persuade a majority of people in Scotland to vote Yes. And I think increasingly people in Scotland, after very careful consideration, are coming to the conclusion that independence is the best way to protect our National Health Service, grow our economy, create jobs and opportunities for our young people. people and to make sure that never again do we get Tory governments that we don't vote for.
Meanwhile, angry mums accuse both Alex Salmond and Alistair Darling of scaremongering and bullying voters in an online debate on the referendum. Both were forced to defend the wider tactics of their campaigns after complaints about the way voters are being treated.